All right, Kerry Crowley joins us. It's a pleasure to have Kerry with us. So we had him on a lot during the spring, and he is the beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. And, of course, he worked very hard last year at KMBR.com. Kerry, how are you?
Well, much better, Marty, now that I'm back in the Bay Area, and I think that the Giants can say the same. They were ready to get out of Scottsdale, especially with everything that went down yesterday.
Isn't that something, as I said in my open today, that, you know, you go through all these games, and the one thing, you just don't want to get hurt. And they made it to game 29 and 30. And all of a sudden, within the period of 48 hours, they lost two pitchers. So what's the fallout from that? Where does it go from there? What do they do? Because you need five in the rotation, even though you got a couple off days early on.
Well, I think in most regular circumstances, they would consider pursuing a trade or looking at the free agent market, seeing what pitchers get released and who they can possibly pick up. But I don't know that they'll do that this year just because their backs are up against the wall with the competitive balance tax. So I really think we're either going to see Tyler Beede or Andrew Suarez in this rotation in April if Jeff Samardzija isn't able to make a quick recovery. And you can go with the foursome of Johnny Cueto, Derek Holland, Chris Stratton, and Ty Block. But you can only do that until April 10th. Right. And so the Giants are going to lean heavily on young pitching this season.
Yeah, I think so. What about Tyler Beede? How do you see him fitting into this? Because he was sort of the number one prospect, even though Suarez, as we were told, sort of jumped ahead of him before spring. I wonder how they stack up right now.
I think the one thing working in Beede's favor right now, if the Giants were to pick between the two of them, is that he has a 40-man roster spot. He's already been added, and so they don't have to make a corresponding move. And when you've got guys going on the disabled list, like Bumgarner and Jeff Samardzija will start the season on, that matters. And I think that Beede showed that his breaking stuff was better this spring. He was much more poised. He admitted he was more mature this spring. And so there was always going to be a point where Tyler Beede was going to help this club in 2018. I just don't think people thought it would happen to be this soon. And right now, I would guess that he's the guy who comes up and helps in April.
Yeah. You know, the other part of this equation that I want to talk about to everybody, get your thoughts on it. It is the beginning of the season. There's never a good time to lose pitchers like this, but at least the beginning of the season, you have a way to sort of hold your own and then, you know, make the rush at the end. But for the Giants, these injuries are to pitchers, they will come back. They will come back. Now, Bumgarner last year when he came back was not the same. But who knows if, you know, he learned something from that and getting ready to come back, not to rush it. But they will come back. So really, they just have to sort of hold their own for a while.
And really, they just have to, you know, stay within reason in the division. Stay within a few games of the Diamondbacks. Stay within a few games of the Rockies. Maybe if the Dodgers don't get off to a hot start because they'll be missing Justin Turner, they can keep it close there. But when you look at the first month of this season, Marty, it's almost all divisional games. And so if they can play relatively even baseball, play 500 or close to it, they won't be in such bad shape. And that's when you start to get the reinforcements, when Jeff Samardzija can come back in the middle of or the end of April. And then hopefully they'll have Bumgarner back by the middle of June.
Yeah, the other thing I said, Kerry Crowley with us, it doesn't matter unless if they don't hit. They've got to hit.
Well, they were going to have to hit no matter what, even if Bumgarner and Samardzija were in the rotation this season.
Right.
When you post a lineup that finishes dead last in home runs last year, last in runs scored, or second to last, horrible batting average, this lineup has much more length now. And so it was going to have to come together at some point during the regular season. And Evan Longoria said yesterday in the clubhouse, they have to score runs early. They have to score runs right now if they're going to compete with the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, and the Rockies.
Yeah, with 162 to go, there is time. But the guys who are, look, there's $170 million in the payroll that's still active. Those guys have got to come through.
Yeah, absolutely. And you look at the guys that they went out and acquired, it's on Evan Longoria and Andrew McCutchen to make this front office look good because they have the choices this offseason. There were plenty of free agent pitchers on the market. They could have fortified the rotation and really made it a true battle for the number five spot with Chris Stratton and Ty Block. But instead, they leaned into the rotation and decided that they had to go out and address right field with Andrew McCutchen. They had to go address third base, and they had to pick up a bullpen arm in Tony Watson. And the bullpen is something that's been much improved this spring.
Right.
We've seen guys like Josh Osich and Hunter Strickland step up. And so I think that Bruce Bochy will at least, for the first few weeks of the season, really try to extend out his bullpen and try to make the most of guys who are coming off strong springs.
Yeah, I agree with you. The bullpen's going to be critical because in baseball today, I said that you'll have 15 bullpen guys by the over the course of 6 months. So they're going to use him a lot. Everybody in baseball does it, and the Giants will do it. Kerry Crowley with us, Bay Area News Group. Kerry, what about Julian Fernandez? Where does he fit into this thing?
Well, when you look at the numbers right now, he's got to be on the team to start the year. He's the Rule 5 draft choice, unless they're going to go out and pick up a Scott Kazmir who just got released by the Atlanta Braves, or look at a Bartolo Colon who's no longer with the Texas Rangers. Fernandez is fitting into the equation in the bullpen, and he may have to extend out and be a long reliever, learn how to pitch more than a few innings, but the Giants need his arm right now. He's got a live arm. We saw him get up to 100 miles an hour, past 100 miles an hour this spring. His breaking ball looks good. And Matt Hergis said before all these injuries were happening that Fernandez had made the decision tough on this coaching staff. And that's exactly what they wanted to see from him this spring. It was a matter of, can he compete when the lights turn on? And for me, his most impressive game was against the Chicago Cubs this spring in the most regular season-like environment. And that was a telling sign that perhaps they will get something out of Julian Fernandez this season.
What happens in the outfield now? Jared Parker has been released effectively. If he clears waivers, maybe he would go to Sacramento, maybe not. It's his choice what he wants to do because he's been in the organization so long. But Blanco, is that your prediction? Or Duggar, how do you see, or Gorky's, how do you see the final outfield spot going?
Well, I think that Blanco's got to be the leader in the clubhouse for that final spot. And it certainly sounds like they're going to take four outfielders, and Brandon Belt will be the de facto fifth guy to play left field when Hunter Pence needs a break. But I don't think that they'll go through the entire season with four outfielders. They'll bring Steven Duggar up at some point. He'll need to help this club. And so it's a matter of, will they go with Duggar right now and save the money and not bring on Gregor Blanco, who's owed, you know, $450,000 more than Duggar, when you've got the luxury tax to consider? I don't think that's a decision that you make on April 1st. I think that you wait on Duggar, get him hot at AAA, and then bring him up when your pitching staff gets healthier and when you're more confident in his ability to hit major league pitching.
All right, Kerry Crowley with us. Looking at the outfield, and you look at McCutchen, you look at Jackson, you look at Pence, how do you feel about the defensive part of the outfield?
Well, if they're going to start with Hunter Pence in left, Austin Jackson in center, and Andrew McCutchen in right, and they'll have to do that for a number of games at the beginning of the season, I don't think the defense is going to be average. I think it's going to be slightly below average. I think that Andrew McCutchen is competent in right field. Hunter Pence is still adjusting in left. And though Austin Jackson has looked better in center field at the end of spring, there's still a little bit of question marks about, can he cover all the ground in the National League West? You look at the outfields the Giants play, and it's not just AT&T Park. Coors Field is a giant outfield. Chase Field has a big outfield. Dodger Stadium and Petco Park are not easy to cover. And so the big key for San Francisco is getting more defensive production from center field, and they may have to rely on Blanco more to do that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. Austin Jackson takes some interesting routes to the ball. Let's put it that way. He gets there, but it's not smooth. And Duggar will run into a fence for you, so I agree. I think at some point Duggar is going to be up there. Kerry Crowley, Bay Area News Group, is with us. The other part of this whole Samardzija Bumgarner thing, there's a psychological part of baseball. And as a team in the field, you don't want to have the pressure. You got to score six runs or seven runs. So they need Holland. They need Stratton. They need Block. And whoever else comes up, let's face it, someone else has got to come up. And Cueto's got to pitch like an ace. You know, the Cueto, this is, you know, now here's the ball, Johnny. You got to pitch like an ace. So I think there is some pressure on these starting pitchers to at least, and maybe they will. Block did it last year against the Dodgers. He's going to open up against Kershaw. Cueto's certainly competent. The one I worry about more than anyone, and forgetting about Beattie for a second or Suarez, is really Derek Holland. Because I don't think down there he showed strikeout, get me out of trouble kind of stuff. You know, he has nice arm, nice delivery, he's a pro. But I thought I'd see a little more from Holland. What do you think?
I think one of the encouraging things with Derek Holland is that he's good for a few innings, okay, and he can get you through. He can be a guy who can bridge you to maybe the fifth inning. And when you look at what he put together last year for the Chicago White Sox, ultimately he had a 6.2 ERA and was released in September. But his first 10 starts of the season, when he was completely healthy, when he hadn't had a lot of innings on his arm, he logged an ERA under 3, and mm-hmm. that tells me that there's still something left in that arm. And, it may tail off in June, it may tail off in July, But I think that the Giants can ride him in April. They can go through till May with Derek Holland. And when we spoke with him in the clubhouse yesterday, he's got a bulldog mentality. He's a guy like Chris Stratton who's just fearless. And though he may not have that type of stuff, the injuries aren't going to phase Derek Holland in terms of he believes in himself. And so if the stuff is still there, which, of course, like you mentioned, there's question marks about that, then I think that they can get through with him.
Okay. All right. He's pitching the World Series. He was a big hero. He's got a great personality. We've had him on the show. You know, and I know, you know, in that clubhouse, he's a lot of fun dealing with it. Well, we'll see. I like the lineup. As I said when I opened up today, I know all the doom and gloom that everyone is writing about and talking about, but if the guys on the field do what they're supposed to do, I think you can weather the storm. And until at least Samardzija gets back, Bumgarner's another story because that sounds like before the All-Star break. But if those guys do what they're supposed to do and the bullpen does, at least it's a competitive team. And then as I like to say, let's play the games.
And what I really like in that lineup is the 1-2 combination against right-handers, Joe Panik and Brandon Belt. I think that those guys are good at the top of the order, and I think they're both poised for some of the best seasons of their career if they hit like that in the one and two spots, because Panik sprays the ball to all fields. He works the count, and Belt's a guy who just needed to be healthy. He needed to be healthy. He needed the length to the lineup, and they've got that now. They can protect him, and I think it'll be a big year for Brandon Belt.
Yeah, good. Pleasure having you on. As I said, I think they got to catch the ball and not give four or five outs to an inning that gets Block in trouble or Stratton in trouble or Holland in trouble or whoever else that fifth guy is. You got to get them out of there with three outs and don't give anything away. And they've got to play great fundamental baseball, and now the pressure's on them to do it, so we'll see. Hey, it's a pleasure having you on. It's been great having you on. We'll do a lot during the year. Glad you're back, and I'll see you out at the ballpark. Will you be there tomorrow?
I will take tomorrow off.
Oh, good for you.
I'll be out there on Monday or Tuesday, but I'm glad to take the off day.
Oh, good for you. All right, Kerry, thanks so much.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, that's Kerry Crowley. Always a good report from him. Right, Raf? It's fun. Fun with Kerry. We like him.